The views expressed on the following program of those of its hosts and participants in no way reflect those of the staff or management of WNRI.
Hello, and welcome to the show. My name is Kristen Boy, and I'm the owner of MBA for a Day Consultants, a marketing consulting firm that provides creative direction and visionary marketing for small businesses. The show is entitled Marketing SOS, Marketing That Makes Sense, where my goal is to bring you marketing news, tips, and suggestions to help you grow your business. You can tune into the show every Tuesday at noon right here on WNRI 1380 AM. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsors at B2B CFO Frank Mancieri, Crowscape Quality Lawn Care and Landscape Construction, Scott McGee, REMAX Professional, and Brave River Solutions. As you just heard, our theme song is Waiting on the World to Change by John Mayer. Are you waiting on the world to change in order to be successful with your business? Or are you going to be the change the world is waiting for? If you are a business owner, you can begin your change today just by listening to our show and implementing some of our suggestions and tips. On today's show, we'll be talking about a specific industry and the challenges business people face in those industries. With me here in the studio is Chief Financial Officer and business owner, Frank Mancieri of B2B CFO. B2B CFO is a business-to-business financial consulting firm that provides outsourced financial services for businesses who may not have the need or the resources for a full-time financial officer on their staff, but who still need to affiliate themselves with someone in this capacity to guide their business properly. Frank has been a financial professional for more than 30 years, with undergraduate and graduate degrees in business and accounting. Frank Mancieri provides companies with on-site chief financial officer and controller services on an as-needed basis. Frank has strong communication skills, effectively working within all levels of a company, including board of directors, customers, employees, and vendors. He has worked effectively with owners and managers of closely held companies. Frank has a bachelor's degree in business administration, specializing in accounting, and a master's of business administration and management, both from Bryant University in Smithfield, Rhode Island. He also teaches part-time at Rhode Island College. Frank's areas of strength include cash flow analysis, evaluation, and improvement, evaluating systems and processes, and initiating and implementing necessary changes, installation of reasonable controls to protect business assets while allowing flexibility for innovation and change. He also does financial forecasting, budgeting, and reporting, development of business plans, financial analysis, including product line analysis, and those leading to turnaround management and business process reengineering. He also assists business owners with acquisition and sales. Most companies need a financial person on their staff to maintain and ensure the financial health of the organization. But as with most small businesses, they don't have the resources to hire these individuals on a full-time or permanent basis. That's where a good consultant can come in. We'll be right back to talk with CFO and entrepreneur Frank Mancieri of B2B CFO. Whether you're buying or selling a home, trust matters. Honesty matters. Experience matters. Service and results matter. Scott McGee is a licensed real estate professional who will guide you every step of the way through the home buying or selling process. He is knowledgeable and experienced with all aspects of real estate, specializing in serving Northern Rhode Island. If you're buying a home, Scott will personally walk you through as many homes as you'd like. If you're selling a home, he'll do everything he can to ensure that you get the price you're looking for. When you hire Scott McGee, you get more than you'd expect. Call your Northern Rhode Island REMAX professional, Scott McGee, at 401-639-2000. 2906 or visit his website at mcgeesoldmyhouse.com. Again, that's 401-639-2906. Because when you're on the move, service and results matter. Do you want to increase your business's cash flow, your profitability, your sales, and increase your company's value? That's what a chief financial officer or CFO can do for your business. Every company needs a CFO, and now you can afford one with B2B CFO. You get a part-time, highly qualified business advisor with no contract to sign and no costly employee benefits to pay. We can even help with exit strategies. Call Frank Mancieri at 401-651-1585 for your free initial meeting or visit our website at b2bcfo.com. We watch your cash flow so you can watch your business grow. Welcome back to the show. We'd like to introduce our guest, Frank Mancieri of B2B CFO. Frank, welcome to the show, and thank you for taking time out of your schedule to visit with us today to talk about your business. Frank, please tell our listeners, what exactly is a CFO?
Thanks, Kristen. First of all, I want to thank you for having me on the show. And to answer your question, for those of our listeners that don't already know what a CFO is, CFO stands for Chief Financial Officer. A CFO is a financial manager within an organization, and we believe that every company, regardless of its size, needs a CFO. B2B CFO offers an affordable alternative to hiring a full-time CFO.
Okay, how does a CFO benefit the corporation then?
Well, a good CFO, which is a B2B CFO, helps the company increase cash, profitability, sales, and most importantly, company value. We also help business owners with exit strategies. By choosing a part-time B2B CFO, business owners obtain the services of a top financial manager without all the fixed expenses.
Okay. So why then do businesses need a CFO?
Well, what I found over the years is that business owners are usually very good at some aspect of their business. It could be sales, marketing, maybe it's technology or manufacturing, something. They usually have limited experience, though, running all aspects of a business, especially the finance. Besides helping to increase cash and profitability, a B2B CFO will help ensure that financial statements are prepared on a timely and accurate basis, providing meaningful information to the business owner for making critical business decisions. A CFO helps businesses secure proper funding, including working capital, and helps to manage the banking relationship. And lastly, they also help business owners with strategic planning and exit planning.
Okay. So what resources do you have available to separate you from the competition?
Well, Kristen, I've got many national partner resources that I have available. First of all, we've been around since 1987, so we've got staying power. As an organization, we have thousands of years of combined CFO experience with our partners. At last count, we had 121 partners and growing each month. We have the ability to communicate with each other and with our clients via software through the internet, through a webmail. We also have various books and publications that we use to help assist business owners. These were written by our founder and CEO. One of them is called The Danger Zone, Lost in the Growth Transition. The danger zone is when a business has uncontrolled growth and finds themselves short on cash. This is not a very good position to be in. We also have a sequel to this first book, Avoiding the Danger Zone, Business Illusions. And lastly, we have a coaching product, which is called Finding the Exit. This is where we're working with business owners, hopefully well before they actually plan to exit their businesses, to help them get into the very best position to command the highest sale price for their business. All of these books and publications make us unique from our competitors and give our clients the value of seasoned experience. We also subscribe to the very latest technical software for research. We use something called ProfitSense, which is a financial analysis software. We have access to Commerce Clearinghouse Tax Research and also Commerce Clearinghouse Accounting Research Manager. There is no problem that we can't help with.
That's great. You know, it's so interesting to me just to hear you talk about the danger zone and lost in transition, because I find myself in these precarious situations from time to time with my own business. So it really is something that I'm sure most businesses find themselves falling into.
It happens.
So how do the members of your organization help to separate you from the competition?
Well, we're all seasoned partners. All of us have 20 to 30 or more years of experience in the CFO controller capacity. As you mentioned earlier, I've been a financial manager for 30 years. We all have college, university graduates. Most of the partners have some kind of certificate or advanced degrees, such as the MBA degree from Bryant University that you mentioned. Lastly, we're all partners with the firm. We're not employees or subcontractors.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, I know our listeners will find that information extremely helpful. And I know for me, even though I have an advanced degree in business, I still need help with the financial side of my business. I'm sure that many of our listeners out there who are in the same, you know, there are many people out there who are also in the same boat. You know, they're talented in their area of specialty. But when it comes to finance and understanding financial statements, it you know, to most of us, it all looks just like a foreign language. You know, for instance, I've heard that I have a hard time managing cash flow. And I know that this is a common issue for many small businesses. With that, we'll be right back with our guest, Frank Mancieri of B2B CFO. We'll be back after these messages from our sponsors. A smart investment in today's uncertain economy is what clients are saying about Brave River's technology solutions. Today, it's about doing more with less. The staff at Brave River Solutions are experts in exactly that. Brave River understands that technology is just a tool to meet business objectives. Their solutions can help you increase sales, improve productivity, and increase profitability. Website and e-commerce design and development, custom programming, network support, IT assessments, and outsourced CIO services are a few of the ways that Brave River can help you get the most out of your IT investment. To learn more about how this Rhode Island-based business can help your company, or to receive a free consultation, call 401-828-6611 or visit them at braveriver.com. Do you want to increase your business's cash flow, your profitability, your sales, and increase your company's value? That's what a chief financial officer or CFO can do for your business. Every company needs a CFO, and now you can afford one with B2B CFO. You get a part-time, highly qualified business advisor with no contract to sign and no costly employee benefits to pay. We can even help with exit strategies. Call Frank Mancieri at 401-651-1585 for your free initial meeting, or visit our website at b2bcfo.com. We watch your cash flow so you can watch your business grow. Welcome back to the show entitled Marketing SOS, Marketing That Makes Sense. My name is Kristen Boy, and I'm the owner of MBA for a Day Consultants, a marketing consulting firm located in Northern Rhode Island. I'm known in the industry as a creative director for small businesses. You can tune into the station each week to hear me speak about marketing issues. Today, we are talking about marketing challenges for specific industries. Certain industries are particularly hard hit right now because consumer confidence in those particular industries is very low. When consumer confidence is low, marketing efforts can be extremely challenging. It takes a lot of positive reinforcement and a tremendous amount of empathy to win back business or to win over clients who are not feeling particularly good about a particular industry right now. One area where companies may need to come back is with staffing. Any non-essential positions are being eliminated across the board. But that doesn't mean that a company couldn't still require the services of someone capable of performing certain duties on a part-time basis. In fact, most small businesses do not need a full staff of employees to be successful with their business. Consultants, or outsourcing certain positions, such as your CFO or your marketing director, are great ways to save money in the long run. But with a consultant, you can still have the necessary elements that are needed to be successful with your business. With me here in the studio is a consultant, Frank Mancieri, of B2B CFO. B2B CFO is an outsourced financial officer that is really necessary for any business that wants to improve cash flow and manage the financial health of the organization. If you would like to speak with Frank about how we can help your business improve its financial condition, you can reach him at fmancieri, M-A-N-C-I-E-R-I, at b2bcfo.com. Or you can call him at 651-1585. Again, that number is 401-651-1585. Before the break, we were talking about how you separate yourself from the competition. So, Frank, is there anything about how you do business that separates you from the competition?
Well, Kristen, one thing that drives attorneys crazy that I meet is that we work without a contract. We work with our clients on a handshake. We find that a contract is just one more hurdle preventing a business owner from beginning to get the help that they need.
Oh, okay. That's very interesting. Do you offer any free services that separate you from the competition as well?
Of course, you know, we offer a free initial visit, as most other business advisors do. But we also offer a no-obligation free business diagnostic, where we will spend anywhere between 3 and 6 hours in a business. We ask our business owners about their concerns. We interview appropriate company staff. We look at the company's accounting and computer systems. We review appropriate documentation. We look at the most current internal and external financial statements, and we review key management reports. From this, we prepare a confidential written report of our findings. We also prepare a diagnostic report, which provides great value, you know, whether or not the business owner decides to hire us.
Okay. So how about from a marketing perspective? Is there anything about how you market that sets you apart from the competition?
Well, there's a few things. One is national branding. This is really big for me. I didn't need to create my own brand 5 years ago when I started this business. Also, internet marketing is helping to drive business in. And also, we use bios and blogs customized for each partner.
Mm-hmm. Okay, those are all really good ideas and suggestions. You've also mentioned internet marketing. What elements of internet marketing have been successful for your company?
We've had great success with search engine optimization, such as keyword searches and pay-per-click advertising. We also use blogs to help increase brand awareness and demonstrate our expertise in various areas.
Internet marketing is so huge right now. Even elderly people who don't even have a computer are going to the library or even relatives' homes to use the internet more and more and search for things more and more. Libraries are overwhelmed by people trying to log onto their internet to search from everything from recipes to stock information to news and other information. So it definitely is a good strategy to implement internet marketing into your marketing program. When you market your business, Frank, which method of marketing do you feel generates the most business for your company?
Well, Kristen, overall, it's still personal referrals. Personal referrals have been the best source of new business. But I have had great success with finding new clients, actually finding me, through these search engines. I do some local advertising, but that's mainly just to keep my company and my name in front of people. As you know, you always want to be top of mind when a business owner recognizes a need.
Absolutely. That's absolutely true. Personal referrals are by far one of the most important sources of for businesses for so many organizations. In fact, when I write a marketing plan for a company, one of the areas I include is networking. I believe that every business should be involved with their local chamber of commerce or Rotary Club or some networking group. Networking is tough, but if you work hard at meeting people, you'll find that more and more people refer your business. Local advertising is also good, especially if you're trying to market to a particular geographical area. It's a great way to keep your name out there, as you said, and remind people that they should use your service if and when the time may come. My name is Kristen Boy, and the show is Marketing SOS, Marketing That Makes Sense. I'm a marketing consultant who specializes in providing creative direction for small businesses. My goal with this show is to talk about creative solutions for your business so you can work smarter and grow your business. Remember, there really is no magic formula when it comes to marketing. I believe that any business owner can be successful with marketing if they take the time to think strategically about themselves and their competition. The problem today is most people just don't have enough time. And that's where a good consultant can come in. We work in the shadows to help guide you through the sea of marketing mediums out there and help you pick the right strategies for your business. Today, we're talking about marketing challenges for small businesses. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. Have you been dreaming about a lush green lawn, perennial garden, or a new bubbling water feature for your yard? Or how about a new patio, a beautiful winding walkway, or a breathtaking new fire pit? The Croscape Quality Lawn Care and Landscape Construction team of professionals has been serving the Blackstone Valley area for more than 10 years. Croscape offers a variety of landscaping packages for residential, commercial, or condominiums. Be the envy of your neighborhood this year. The yard of your dreams is just a phone call away. Call Croscape at 401-640-4932 or visit the website at croscape.com. A smart investment in today's uncertain economy is what clients are saying about Brave River's technology solutions. Today, it's about doing more with less. The staff at Brave River Solutions are experts in exactly that. Brave River understands that technology is just a tool to meet business objectives. Their solutions can help you increase sales, improve productivity, and increase profitability. Website and e-commerce design and development, custom programming, network support, IT assessments, and outsourced CIO services are a few of the ways that Brave River can help you get the most out of your IT investment. To learn more about how this Rhode Island-based business can help your company, or to receive a free consultation, call 401-828-6611 or visit them at braveriver.com. Are you tired of being in pain? Do you want to be part of the spring and get back to your favorite activities? Call Dr. Susan Donahue at East Street Chiropractic Health Center at 401-475-6585, conveniently located at 225 East Avenue in Pawtucket, off exit 27, right next to USA Cleaners. Have you been in a car accident? Do you suffer from sports injuries? Or do you just need relief from chronic back and neck pain? Call East Street Chiropractic Health Center at 401-475-6585. Do you suffer from headaches, plantar fasciitis, fibromyalgia? Dr. Susan Donahue has innovative approaches to suit your individual healthcare and nutritional needs. East Street Chiropractic Health Center accepts most insurances. Call 401-475-6585 or check them out on the web at eaststreetchiropractic.com. Welcome back to the show. We're just about out of time for this week, so we'll go right to the mail to see what questions you have this week. Each week, I will answer a question from our listeners. This week's question comes from a small business owner in Woonsocket. Dear Kristen, what is a tagline and why is it important for me to have one? Well, a tagline is a slogan or phrase that visually conveys the most important product or attribute or description about a service or benefit that the advertiser wishes to convey. Generally, it's a theme to a campaign. When writing a tagline, it's important to think of how the consumer perceives or will use a product. Some popular taglines are McDonald's, I'm loving it, Campbell's soup, good, or Domino's, you got 30 minutes. When creating a tagline, think about how the product or service makes you feel, or how you want people to perceive that it makes you feel. If you can make an emotional connection to a product or service and connect with people on a more intimate level, then your tagline will be very powerful. I like to use taglines when it is not obvious what a person does or what a product is. A tagline can be very descriptive and do more explaining than an actual business name can do. So I recommend using a variety of taglines for your business. Use one on your business card to state what you do or what your company does. Use others for each product or service that you offer. Now, I know that you have questions about topics like this. And remember, we're all in this together. I'm here doing this show to help you grow your business. I'm happy to read your questions on the air and answer questions each week. If you have a question, you can email me at mbaforaday@hotmail.com. Or you can send me a question at MBA for a Day Consultants, P.O. Box 1032, Slatersville, Rhode Island, 02876. Again, that email is mbaforaday@hotmail.com. And my website is mbaforadayconsultants.com. We'll be right back. Do you want to increase your business's cash flow, your profitability, your sales, and increase your company's value? That's what a chief financial officer or CFO can do for your business. Every company needs a CFO, and now you can afford one with B2B CFO. You get a part-time, highly qualified business advisor with no contract to sign and no costly employee benefits to pay. We can even help with exit strategies. Call Frank Mancieri at 401-651-1585 for your free initial meeting, or visit our website at b2bcfo.com. We watch your cash flow so you can watch your business grow. If you'd like to meet like-minded business professionals and grow your business through networking, join me, Kristen Boy, on the second Wednesday of each month at Uno's Chicago Grill, located at 371 Putnam Pike in Smithfield, at 11:30 a.m. for a light lunch and a great networking opportunity. It's a great way to grow your business. I'd like to thank my sponsors, Crowscape Quality Lawn Care and Landscape Construction, Scott McGee, Remax Professional, and Brave River Solutions. I'd also like to thank my sponsor and special guest here in the studio, Frank Mancieri, from B2B CFO. You can reach Frank at 651-1585. Again, if you'd like some financial planning assistance with your business, contact my guest, Frank Mancieri, at 401-651-1585 or visit his website at b2bcfo.com. That's the number two, b2bcfo.com. If you'd like to reach listeners in the Blackstone Valley area and you'd like to advertise your business during this show, or if you are a business owner and would like to be a guest on the show, please call me at 762-4622. Again, that number is 401-762-4622. Tune in next week right here on WNRI 1380 AM or listen to a live feed at WNRI.com. Next week, we'll continue talking about marketing and how to grow your business with effective, time-tested marketing strategies. Thanks for listening, and remember, don't wait on the world to change. Be the change the world is waiting for.